Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
like you hear on the other stations.
Go ahead, turn it up.
Yeah, but
98Q Country.
I didn't know if we were over, or just on the rise. It was me thinking I could save us. Just a mirage. I was burning up a highway. It kept getting longer with every turn of these tires. She just kept getting goner, and the sky was showing no signs of rain. Ain't nothing to lay in that plane. I'm racing through the desert, thinking I could catch her, but losing ground in this Chevrolet. And it's 747 somewhere between here and heaven, and heaven knows I let her slip away. I showed up and she's gone. Guess I got to Tucson too late. I wonder if she sat there stirring vodka with a straw. Is she counting down the seconds, or maybe having second thoughts, and was moving all made up in her mind? Would she change it if she knew that I was racing through the desert, thinking I could catch her, but losing ground in this Chevrolet. And it's 747 somewhere between here and heaven, and heaven knows I let her slip away. But losing ground in this Chevrolet.
Checking in Monday evening. Hope you're having a great holiday weekend, and we continue with Jake Owen.
Water towers made for hearts and names. Friday nights made for football games. Falling leaves made for falling in. Front porch steps made for good night kissing. And I was made for you. Yeah, I was made for you. Summer jobs made for spending cash. Second dates made for going fast. And early curfews made for sneaking past. 2 a.m.'s made for pissed off dads. And I was made. for young love. Two pink lines made for growing up, and I was made for you. Yeah, I was made for you. Like a ship without a sea, or a song without a melody. I don't know where I'd be or what I'd do, 'cause I was made for you. Tiny shoes are made for tiny feet. My two arms are made for where you sleep. The sky was made for the moon and the stars. You were made to steal my heart, and I was made.
Online at 98qcountry.com.
You can tell your old man you'll do some largemouth fishing in another town. You just got too much on your plate to bait and cast a line. You can always put a rain check in his hand till you can't. You can keep putting off forever with that girl whose heart you hold, swearing that you'll last someday further down the road. You can always put a diamond on her hand till you can't. You got a chance. Change.
trying to bring it back. Jeff Haken in here in Phillips, Wisconsin. We have the Schwamgen Screaming Eagles in Phillips here. And Corbin Phillips for three, missing, rebounded by Shinnebeck, kicks it back out to Morgan. It's a 5-2 lead for the Loggers over the Screaming Eagles. This one taken away by Reback, but it's going to stay with the Loggers.
The Eagles.
15-53 to go here. It's going to stay with the Eagles. You're right, Nate. Braden Reback with a big three-point shot, giving the Loggers the lead, 5-2 here. Schwamigan trying to get the ball in under their own basket. Gets out of bounds by Hawshield. Going to stay with Schwamigan. Merriwood Conference North matchup here. Schwamigan Screaming Eagles coming in this game 2-9 against the 6-5 Loggers. Trying to get it in to Morgan by the basket. He does. Blocked by Kleinschmidt. That one out of bounds. And Jarrett Heckendorf checking in for Schwamigan. Going to check in for Borgard. Eckendorf going to take it out underneath their own basket. Eckendorf looking for someone to get it into. Finds Shinnebeck by the basket. Blocked. And foul going to be on Jack, I believe. Foul on Kowicki. Three quick fouls on the Loggers. And Shinnebeck at the line. 3-throw up and good. 5-3, 15:43 to go. Shinnebeck, second free throw. Is up and no good. Rebounded by Hawshield. He gives it over to Hakenin. Hakenin right side. Brings it up to the middle. Over to Hawshield to Reback. Reback from this left wing. Drives up, gets it over to Hakenin. To Kleinschmidt. Kleinschmidt, get past Reback. Taken in from the corner for three. He's long. Rebounded Shinnebeck going the other direction. Morgan has it. Morgan to Cooper. Cooper looking for somewhere to go. Going to go right to the basket. Throws one up. Foul going to go to the line. Fourth team foul already on the Loggers. And we're going to get Denzine in the ballgame.
Foul number two on Jack.
Well, two early ones for Kowicki. Coop, first free throw is good. Cooper Mikulski averaging 12.7 rebounds a game at the free throw line. Denzine checks in for Kowicki. Second free throw up and good for Coop. Hakenin running the point. Over to Reback. To Denzine. Looking for Hakenin coming around a screen for a three. Oh, just rims out. Rebound, Denzine. Kleinschmidt over to Hawshield. Takes a three. Out to Kleinschmidt. Here's Hakenin to Reback. To Hawshield to Hakenin. Back out to Reback. Pump fake from three. Loggers working it around. And going to get a foul on Mikulski. Cooper's first. Going to be Logger basketball underneath their own basket. 14:29 to go. Clock should be stopped.
And it is.
And it is. You heard me. 14:25. 5-5. Tie ball game. Get in Haken and by the basket. Is good. JJ with the layup. 7-5 is the score. 14:20 to go. Schwamigan against this 1-3-1 defense from the Loggers. Colin Kleinschmidt up at the top. Morgan back and forth with Heckendorf. Get it into the high post. Back out to Morgan. Morgan for three is good. 8-7. Schwamigan takes the lead. Taking it across. Kleinschmidt. To Reback. Back to Kleinschmidt. Back to Reback, working around the top of the key. And Hawshield into the basket, throws one up. Rebound, Schlamigan. Heckendorf to the basket. Taken away by Hakenin, going the other direction. JJ, left side. And going to the basket, he's fouled. JJ Hakenin going to go to the line. .13:25 to go. Schlamigan leading 8-7. First free throw from Hakenin. Up and good. Nothing but net. Second free throw for JJ. Up and good. It's 9-8. Loggers leading. Loggers going to pick up full court or half court man-to-man now. Switching things up. Looks to get it into Morgan. Get it into Mikulski. Guarded by Collin. Turnaround jumper from about 4 feet is no good. Rebounded by Denzine. Taken and takes it up right side. 13:06 to go. It's 9-8. Loggers. Reback with the ball. Denzine in the corner. And Loggers looking to go somewhere. Here's Reback for three. It's good. Braden Reback. Back-to-back three-pointers. 12-8 is the score. Eckendorf setting things up for Schlamigan. For A.J. Morgan. Here's a screen looking for the basket. Spin move taken away. They're not going to call that on Hakenin, are they? You've got to be kidding me. Wow! Unreal. So JJ's second foul, 12:30 to go. Let them play, guys. Come on. That wasn't even close. Morgan taking the ball out under the basket. Good defense, JJ. Keep that up. Gets it in. Mikulski has it. Drives it, dribbles in, couple dribbles. Morgan has it for three. Is no good. Rebounded, Hawshield. It's 12-8, 12:19 to go. Reback from the corner. Got to shoot that, Braden. Here's Kleinschmidt to the basket. It gets it to go. Colin Kleinschmidt, baseline drive. Schlamigan pushing. What are you going to call? Shooting two. Oh, my goodness. 12 minutes to go.
You got to be kidding me. That's good defense, Loggers.
Corbin Phelps at the line. And no good. And Schinnebeck checking back into the ballgame. And out goes Jeremiah Miguel. Phelps' second free throw is good. It's 14-9, 12 minutes to go. Taking it up. Reback from the wing. Denzine. Here's Hakenin. On that right wing. Here's Reback. Denzine. Into Reback. Out to Hakenin. Hakenin going to drive. Block. Oh. And another foul on the Loggers.
The second one on Shea.
11:33 to go. They're in a bonus already. Holy cow. Both. Got A.J. Morgan at the line right now shooting two. In the bonus. Loggers in the bonus. Schwamigan in the bonus already. 11:33 to go left in the first half. Loggers up 14-9. A.J. Morgan gets the first free throw to go. 14-10. Second one coming. Yeah. Morgan's second free throw is good. I time tonight if you want. And Hakenin going to bring it up right side. 11:30 to go. It's 14-11. Good ball game here. Ty Henderson checking into the ball game. Hawshield comes away with it. Here's Hakenin to Reback. JJ. Back out to Reback for three. Short. Pull another direction. Morgan. To the cross half court. To Shinnebeck. Up to Cooper. Cooper drives in, kicks out to Phelps. Morgan, gonna drive in. Cooper makes a move, splits the double team. Another foul on the Loggers. Cooper gonna shoot two. Eighth team foul. Refs are loving that whistle here tonight. Cooper at the line. First free throw good. Cooper, second free throw up for Mikulski. It's 14 to 12, 10:50 to go. Is up and good. Aikinen bringing it up. 14-12. Henderson with the ball. Over to Reback. Get past Kleinschmidt to JJ. JJ for three is good. Big shot from JJ. 17 to 13. 10:30 to go. First half. So I'm going to slow it down. Cooper has it left wing, way out high. To Phelps. Morgan. Morgan driving in. Finds Miguel. Kicks it back out to Morgan. Morgan for three. No good. Rebound. Rebound. Reback. Going the other way. To JJ. JJ. Going to get a foul on Schwamigan. .10:03 to go. It's Loggers basketball under their own basket. 17-13 is the score. Aikinen has it right now. Going to set up the offense up top. Over to Hochschild. Hochschild for three. No good. Rebound Aikinen by the basket. To Henderson from about 8 feet is good. Ty Henderson. Clutch basket. 19-13. Nice job by Ty Henderson. Steps into the game at a moment like that. Hits the jumper.
Good to see it for Ty.
Yeah. Miguel has the ball for Schwamigan at the wing. Up to Shinnebeck. Phelps driving the basket. Gets to the basket and scores. It's 19-15. 9:28 to go. First half. Taken in. Up to Kleinschmidt. Three back. Aikinen from the corner. Dribbles up. Get past three back. Into Kleinschmidt by the basket is good. Kleinschmidt having a nice start to this game after a couple off games. It's 21-15, 9 minutes to go. Morgan with the ball over to Miguel. Miguel to Phelps. To Morgan. Morgan drives all the way to the basket. Gets there. Gets the bucket to go. 21-17. 8:40 to go. Reback. To Henderson. Henderson. Up to Colin. Over to JJ. JJ. Back to Reback for three. Is good. Third three-pointer for Braden Reback. 24-17. 8:20 to go. Cooper with the ball in the corner for Schwamigan. Schwamigan in their green uniforms, gold lettering. Loggers in their whites with black. Morgan pulls up, is good. And Aikinen to Reback. It's 24-19. Hochschild to Henderson. Here's Aikinen, guarded by Cooper. Skip pass, Reback. Henderson, pump fake. Back around they go. Collin to the basket, misses. Picked up by A.J. Morgan. And he's going to slow things down, going the other direction. 7:36 to go. Morgan gets across half court. Pump fake from three. Here's Cooper with the ball. Cooper at the wing. Over to Morgan. Hoshiel guarding him. Morgan with a screen from Schinnebeck. He pulls up from three. No good. Rebound, Hakenin. And we're going to get a timeout from Coach Amy Ring. A 30-second timeout. We're going to send it back to 98Q Country for a 30-second timeout.
Our communities are at the center of our efforts moving forward. You'll see the Forward Bank team at area events volunteering. Watch for them as they are reaching out, presenting donations, and signing up charities to participate in our unique charitable money market account program. We connect our customers to the local charities that matter to you most. Visit www.forward.bank for more information or stop in and ask our team how you can help make a difference. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Minnesota. Jeff Hakenin and Nathan Podewalt here in Phillips, Wisconsin. It's a 24-19 lead for the Phillips Loggers over the Schwamigan Screaming Eagles. 7:05 to go in this first half. It's going to be Loggers basketball. Hakenin with the ball. Coming out of the timeout. It's like, what are they running right now? A 2-3, I guess. Here's Hakenin in the corner. Up to Kleinschmidt. Kleinschmidt to Reback. To Henderson. Loggers going to be patient with the ball. Back up top, Kleinschmidt. Here's Hakenin. He's going to shoot from three. Oh, it rimmed out. A nice shot. Rebound, Heckendorf. Schwamigan taking it the other way. Here's A.J. Morgan going to walk it up. Picks it up. Gets it over to Phelps. Phelps. Guy's driving in. Stopped by Hoshiel. Morgan has it. Back over to Heckendorf. Jarrett with the ball. Looks to get it to Coop. Coop's going to drive. Gets to the basket. Nice bucket for Cooper Mikulski. 24-21. Three-point lead Loggers. Here's Kleinschmidt. Reback to Hakenin. To Kleinschmidt. Kleinschmidt's going to pull up from about 10 feet. Hits the bucket. Ronald Kleinschmidt makes it 26-21. 5:54 to go. Five-point lead Loggers. Loggers need a stop. Going to be both stops right now. Phelps to Morgan. Morgan pump take from three. He's going to drive in. It goes to Phelps. Phelps puts it up. It's short. Going to go to the Loggers. And it looks like we're getting a little bit of a pressure. Borgard comes back in, checks back into the game for Schinnebeck. Hakenin has it. You know, pressure. Here's Henderson. Gets it up to Kleinschmidt. Kleinschmidt pulls up from about 6 feet. Missed it. Rebound, Heckendorf. 26-21. Heckendorf going to push it. Gets it into Cooper. Phelps has it. Started by Reback. Back to Cooper. Here's A.J. Morgan with the ball. Going to cross over Drew. Hands it off. Tipped away by Hoshiel. Morgan's going to keep it. Try to drive in. Nice defense. Hoshiel. Morgan gets there. And the basket's good. 26-23. 4:55 to go. Three-point lead for the Loggers. Here's Reback. With a Henderson. Back up to Kleinschmidt. Kleinschmidt up to Reback. Here's Hakenin. Not a lot going inside. Here's Reback for three. Pump fake. Loses it. Gets it back. Hoshiel. Drive in. Hoshiel to the basket is good. Big bucket, Drew Hoshiel. 28-23. 4:21 to go. A.J. Morgan from the line. Pump fake. And drive in. Over to Cooper. And going to get a foul.
It's going to be on Drew, huh?
On Drew, I believe that's his second.
That was correct.
Cooper at the line. 4:10 to go in this ball game in this first half. Schwamigan hanging in there, down five. 28-23 is the score. Cooper at the line. First free throw, good. And Schinnebeck going to check in for Morgan. Denzine back into the ball game. For Kleinschmidt. JJ getting some instructions from Coach Ring here. 4-point lead, 28-24, 4:10 to go. Cooper Wachowski at the line. Free throw up and good. Nothing but net for Cooper.
6 for 6 tonight at the line.
And J.J. gets it ahead, cross half court for the Haas Shields. Here's Reback for three. Missing, rebound. Cooper going the other way. Taken away. No, Coop gets it back. Shot goes up. Missing. Rebound. Danzine up to Haas Shields. Haas Shields. Henderson gets it. Back to Reback. To Haas Shields. Here's Hakenin. Back to Haas Shields. Get past Henderson. Henderson. Haas Shields. Hakenin has it from the corner. Cooper all over Hakenin's arms. No call. Danzine has it now. Here's Hakenin open for three. Is good. 31-25. 3-point shot for Hakenin. 11 points for Hakenin now. 3:06 to go. 31-25. Cooper with the ball up top. Gets it over to Phelps. Phelps to Shinnebeck. And going to get a timeout for Coach T and Schwamm again. A 30-second timeout. We're going to send it back to 98Q Country for a 30-second timeout.
Jeff Hakenin Roofing, the most experienced roofing company in the area, specializing in steel and shingled roofs. Materials are sourced locally, and they take pride in their work. Quality is their number one goal. Insured and estimates are free. Check out the website, JeffHakeninRoofing.com. That's H-E-I-K-K-I-N-E-N. JeffHakeninRoofing.com or call or text 715-820-2880. Jeff Hakenin Roofing, a proud supporter of local sports.
Jeff Hakenin, along with Nathan Pottle up here, Phillips, Wisconsin. 2 minutes, 53 seconds to go in the first half. The Loggers are up 31-25. It's Schwamigan basketball under their own basket. Loggers in a man-to-man defense. Heckendorf taking it out. They get it out to Borgard. Out to Heckendorf. Jarrett pulls it out. Gets it to Morgan. To Shinnebeck. Shinnebeck drives. Pump fake. Shot goes up. He misses. Rebound Denzine. Hakenin going to bring it up. Haas Shields drives it in. And going to get a foul. Thought that was going to be another turnover by the Loggers with their fancy passing. And their passing has just been atrocious the last few games. Really gotten them into trouble. Into Hakenin it goes. JJ sets things up top. Haas Shields. Loggers with a 6-point lead. Skip pass. Reback. Reback pulls up. No good. Danzine can't come away with it. Schwamigan gets it. AJ Morgan going to bring things up. Guarded by Danzine. 2:09 to go. Picked up by Reback. Here's Marcus with it. Back to Morgan. Morgan to the basket. Throws one in. Not sure what they'd like anyone to do out there. Just blow the whistle every time. The 10th team foul. That one on Reback. Cooper, Mikulski, and Phelps set to check back in. Double bonus here now for Schwamigan. First free throw from Morgan is good. Morgan at the line again. We're at the 2-minute mark, 31-26. Second one, no good. Rebound by Haas Shields. Just under 2 minutes to go. Hakenin bringing it up for the Loggers. Over to Reback to Henderson. Henderson in the corner, back down to Reback. Reback to Danzine by the basket.
Attaboy, Shea.
Nice bucket, Shea Danzine. 33-26. Morgan, pump fake. Passes over to Coop. Cooper looking where to go. Going to drive in and kick out to Morgan. Morgan for three is good. 33-29. And Henderson up the reback for three. It's good. Graded reback, I think, his fourth three-pointer of the game.
That's correct.
36-29. Wamigan with the ball. Here's Coop. Loggers up seven. Morgan for three. No good. Rebound. Reback comes away with it. Aiken are going to bring it up left side. 51 seconds to go and counting. 36-29. Haken over to Henderson. Henderson back up top to JJ. Over to Reback. Loggers might be looking for the last shot here. If Schwamigan going to stick in this zone. Hoshield. Back up top. Haken 28 seconds. We rarely do this. I usually hate when teams do this, Nate. Oh. Up for once. 19 seconds to go. Haken over to Reback. Up to Denzine. Here's Haken. He's going to pull up from about 8 feet. Oh, it's no good. JJ comes away with it. 7 seconds to go. Here's Reback from three. Blast! Braden Reback, fifth three of the game. 29-39. Nice shooting half for the Phillips Loggers. 39-29. That's the end of the first half. We're going to send it back to 98Q Country for a four-minute timeout. We'll be back with the Forward Bank halftime show.
Longwood Home Furnishings is proud to be part of the Park Falls and Ashland communities and wishes all area high school athletes the best in their sporting endeavors. You're all winners, on and off the court, on and off the field, and on and off the course. Longwood Home Furnishings helps bring you the sports broadcast. And whether win or lose, we are in your corner with a full showroom filled with a variety of furniture, including sectionals, sofas, love seats, up north style furniture, as well as bedroom sets and dining room set. Mattresses with two-sided options, plus over 50 recliners to choose from. That's the Longwood Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and Main Street in Ashland, Wisconsin.
You've built a business to be proud of. It provides for your family, employees, and your community. Shouldn't you protect this valuable asset? At Forward Insurance, we have a full line of commercial insurance options to meet your needs. Stop in to see one of the experienced hometown agents to hear more about the benefits of moving forward together, or visit online at www.forward.bank/insurance. Conveniently located in Park Falls and Phillips.
Download the Heckman Auction app on your iOS or Android device and get to bidding right now. We have new things coming on every single week, even up to real estate. Heckman Auction.
Heck yeah!
You could buy one item or 50 on HeckmanAuction.com. Simply set your price, win your item, come and pick it up, and we make it fast, easy, and simple.
Heckman Auction.
Heck yeah.
IAP Incorporated of Phillips is a complete manufacturing resource for fans, blowers, and dampers, from design to fabrication and delivery with ongoing service. They have over 50 years' experience in engineering and manufacturing industrial equipment and have been supporting our community's youth and high school sports since the early 1970s. Personal responsibility, production efficiencies, and rigorous checking assure high-quality products with lasting value. IAP foresees long-term success as they continue to operate with honesty, integrity, and spirit. It's a vision that extends beyond dollars to a way of working and living that brings pride to our community.
Woodruff Appliance and TV doesn't want you to miss any big plays this sports season. They've got a great selection of large, state-of-the-art TVs. They've also got the knowledge to help you select the best TV for you and your family. They've got a great selection, and the prices can't be beat. Whatever the season, football, baseball, hockey, or hoops, they've got what you're looking for. Woodruff Appliance and TV, the experienced professionals for all your entertainment and kitchen appliance needs.
Northwoods Community Credit Union, serving our local communities since 1953 with locations in Park Falls and Ashland, offering competitive rates and services to kids, teens, and to the big kids at heart. Our heart is in our communities. We're not just a credit union offering financial services. We're a family that cares about your family. Stop in today or check us out online at northwoodscu.com. Northwoods Community Credit Union is federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration and membership eligibility is required. Doctors Leeson, Pinzel, and Kessinger are LPK Dental. For over 35 years, LPK Dental has given you lots of reasons to smile. From general dentistry to same-day crowns to Invisalign implants, root canal, Botox, and more. It's all state-of-the-art treatment and technology. They accept care credit, VA patients, new patients, emergency patients, and their own dental membership plan. See Facebook or make an appointment at lpkdental.com. Locations at 4th Avenue North and Park Falls and Oak Street in Woodruff. At LPK Dental, they will make you smile.
Our communities are at the center of our efforts moving forward. You'll see the Forward Bank team at area events volunteering. Watch for them as they are reaching out, presenting donations, and signing up charities to participate in our unique charitable money market account program. We connect our customers to the local charities that matter to you most. Visit www.forward.bank for more information or stop in and ask our team how you can help make a difference. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, we're back here. Jeff Haken, and I'm along with Mike Eggerbrecht, the athletic director, head coach of the girls basketball team as well. This is the Forward Bank halftime show, and it is a 39-29 lead for the Phillips Loggers over the Schwamigan Screaming Eagles. And what's been a really good first half, Loggers kind of pulling away a little bit when the hot shooting from Braden Revac and his 5 3-pointers in this first half. J.J. Haken with a couple three-pointers himself. A.J. Morgan really keeping them in the ball game themselves. They're going to go over the scoring totals here. We'll start out with Schwamigan and their 29 points. We've got A.J. Morgan with 17, Cooper Mikulski with 8, Corbin Phelps with 3, and Robert Schinnebeck has a free throw. For the Loggers, Braden Revac, 15 points. J.J. Haken with 10. We got Kleinschmidt with 6. Drew Hochschild with 4. Ty Henderson stepping in, playing some nice minutes with 2 points. And Shea Denzine with 2, along with some nice defense and a few good rebounds from Shea Denzine. The Loggers kind of stretching it out a little bit at the end of that first half. Mike, you were watching. It was kind of a Loggers bouncing back from how they had been playing the last few games. Too many turnovers. Looks like shot attempts are going up instead of passing the ball. Did you notice the same thing?
Yeah, so first of all, when a three ball goes in like that, it always helps you out a little bit. So,
totally.
But, you know, they're confidently stepping into shots tonight.
Yeah.
The other night in Prentice, I don't know if it was big crowd nerves. I don't know what it was, but they weren't catching balls. They were passing off on shots, passing balls that, you know, shouldn't have been passed. And they just look kind of, not at everyone, but overall, they look like a nervous group that night. And
yeah.
Much more relaxed. Like I said, looks like stepping into shots. And when you do that and you see a couple go in,
yeah,
you know, this is what happened. We got 7 3-pointers in the first half. So you take that every night.
7 in the first half. That's an impressive thing right there for the Loggers and that confidence, like you talked about. And, you know, that might be that stretch. You know, the Loggers might have needed that, you know, and find a way to win without Lane Abraham here. You know, a little run like this can kind of change a season around. It was starting to go in the wrong direction. Something like this, get a couple guys a little bit of confidence, and things could go turn around real good. But that's the Forward Bank post-game show here. But we got Mike here. We're going to go over a few things that we've got going on in the school and in the district. What do you got for us, Mike?
Well, first of all, I just wanted to get this out there because we don't have many of them. Is tomorrow night we have wrestling at home. It's our only actual wrestling meet of the year at home. I got Athens, Rhinelander, and Flambeau coming in. So starting 5:30 wrestling tomorrow. So if people can get out, that would be awesome. We are hosting the conference tournament this year on January 27th on a Saturday.
Okay.
But that's it for home. So if you want to see the wrestlers tomorrow's the night.
Tomorrow's your chance. Come on out and watch them. What else we got? We got more games going on this week, too, don't we?
Yeah, so the girls head over to Schwamigan tomorrow night for a 6:30 start, just the varsity game.
And I believe that game is going to be on 98.2 Country or 103.1. It's not one of them. It's going to be covered, I believe. I think the Schwamigan guy is going to do it.
Okay. And then Thursday we have, the girls have Auburndale at home.
Okay.
It's a makeup game from earlier in the year. And then doubleheader Friday for boys girls doubleheader. So against
Stratford. Both Stratford's coming. Who plays first in that one?
So that night the boys are first.
Boys are night. So the boys will be at 5:30.
Yep.
Girls will be at 7 or 7:15. Is it either way?
It's 15 minutes as soon as after the boys game's over.
Okay.
So it, you know, we think it's usually going to be 7:15.
Yeah. And our girls won earlier playing Gilman. You know, Gilman looked pretty fairly tough in the first few minutes of the game. I think they had a 10-8 lead. or something like that. And then you guys went on like a 30-6 ride or 30-something, a big run right there. But come in a couple players that were able to hold their own out there. Loggers kind of just wore them out, though, as the game went on.
Yeah, so right now with our girls' team, we're more athletic than most of the teams. We're fast. Teams can stay with us early, but we usually can wear them down. We usually can outrun them. And then for us this year, the three ball's been going in. Casey's right now, the three-point challenge leaderboard came out today. Casey's third overall. Mateo would actually be one spot in front of Casey, but you need to have 50,
a certain amount.
You need to have 50 and up, and Mateo has 49. So, and then, you know, I always tell people I love the fact that, you know, everyone knows Casey and Mateo. They put up the stats last year, and they hit the threes, and people are, you know, people understand that some of those go in. And then all of a sudden, Allie Williams starts hitting threes.
Yeah.
And they're like, who's this? Mm-hmm. Because Allie had an injury last year. Allie didn't play. So we...
And Allie's a great spot-up shooter, a great set shooter. It looks the same every time. You got a good faith in it's going to go in.
Yeah, you know, we can, with Matea Casey, you know, Brooks out right now with an injury, but, you know, some other people, we can draw attention, and Allie just stands there and waits for the ball. And like you said, she catches it, and it's, if you saw 50 shots, it would look like the exact same 50.
Every time.
Yep.
Yeah.
And once it starts going in, she's streaky, so she'll miss a few, and all of a sudden, boom, 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 and hit three threes in a row, and changes the entire game.
Oh, man, big time. You know, I think she started out that game. She maybe missed her first four or five.
Yeah.
And she still
it
had
didn't
the,
bother.
It didn't bother. She still had the green light to go, and she comes into that second half and bangs down, I think, two in a row, three in a row, something like that. But you could tell that it was nice she has that green light. It's going the same way with his boys out here. Braden Rivak hits a couple three-pointers, and things are flipped right around. You know, it's a different game. It's just like in that Prentice game when, you know, Hagen Isaacson drains a few three-pointers on us. You know, it's just a dagger.
It's the 3 points, which is huge. But you hit a couple of them, and I guarantee Shawamigan is in there talking right now about how they're going to defend Braden Rivak.
Yeah.
Well, hey, if you're Drew or JJ or something like that, you're like, sweet, because they're going to forget about me for a minute, you know, and it just changes everything when then that ball starts going in.
It does, for sure. So it's been a fun first half. Loggers redeeming themselves and just overall playing a better ball game. Colin, nice to see him playing a little better. He was a little frustrated in how he was playing. He was turning the ball over, and it seemed like the game was moving really fast the last couple games. He settled down here today, hit a couple mid-range jumpers, got to the basket, and the most important part, I don't think he has any turnovers, and that's a big key.
So on Friday night, Colin, he was just kind of throwing to a space where he thought someone was going to be.
Yeah.
And I think you're right, is he always just was trying to get to the basket, but if you can make that little 10, 15-foot jumper, you get that every time.
Yeah.
And Colin is so athletic at the rim. Once he figures out how to finish that shot, he's going to put up a ton of points because he gets it there, he gets above everyone, and it just doesn't finish the shot sometimes, but he'll figure it out.
He will, and he's that kid that I really figure, we talk about it a lot, if Colin gets a good year of workout in through his junior year into his senior year, I mean, he's really going to throw people off because they're not expecting. We see some special things out of Colin that's like, wow, I mean, you don't see that out of every player, kind of freakish-like. But so game about to start here again. We're going to keep it right here. Thank you, Mike Egebrek, here for joining us at the halftime here. About 27 seconds left. Dave, why don't you didn't pull up them high school sponsors?
You got to resend them to me.
Oh, you can't find them on there. All right. And it's going to be who's basketball coming out? I think it's going to be Loggers basketball. No, it's going to be Shawamigan basketball coming out of the half. 18 minutes to go here. And Phelps gets it into Morgan up top. Morgan, guarded by Hawshield. Put over to Cooper on the left wing. Coop. Shinnebeck has it. And find Cooper. Slash it through the basket. Here's a jumper from a few feet out. Rebounded by Shawamigan. Borgart and puts it back. Aiken almost had the rebound. Fell out of his hand. Going to be 29-31, I believe. Hawshield, spin move to the basket, is good. 41-31, nice bucket from Drew. Morgan, right side, pump fake from three. Over to Shinnebeck, up top, Borgard. over to Cooper on the left wing. Schwamigan, be patient, waiting for the right slasher to go through. Morgan has it. He's not afraid to go one-on-one against Hoshield to the line. Or missing. Rebound, Hakenin. JJ? 16:52 to go. It's 41-31. Over to Kleinschmidt. Back up to Reback. Reback, pump fake from three. Going to get a foul on the ground on Schwamigan. And that one is going to be on Schinnebeck. His first. Reback. It's it in the Hoshield from the free throw line. Long. Morgan gets the rebound. Schwamigan going to take it up. Up to Cooper. And drops it in. Nice pass from A.J. Morgan. 41-33. Loggers leading. 16:30 to go. Hakenin to Hoshield. Pump fake to Kowicki. Kowicki. Kleinschmidt. Back out. Hoshield. No good. Rebound. Kowicki. Going to get a foul, I believe, on Borgard. That one on Schinnebeck. Reback. Hoshield turns it over. Other team's ball. Schwamigan has it. Down eight. 16:10 to go in this ball game. A.J. Morgan over to Coop. To Borgard. Morgan. Morgan. Cooper. Schwamigan going to be real patient. Cooper. Kicks it back out to Phelps. Back over to Cooper on the wing. Morgan has it. He's going to shoot from three. No good. Rebound. Kowicki. Hakenin gets it. And might be a smart way to go here. Limit possessions here. And really take your time. Got a two-man game here. Hakenin going to go to the line. He's fouled going to the basket. On the ground. Oh, my goodness. So Logger basketball underneath the basket. Really attacked, shooting the ball. They get into Hoshield. Hoshield up and under. It's going to be an and one. This works out for the Loggers. Drew Hoshield, a nice bucket. He's going to go shoot the free throw. It's 43-33. Loggers hanging on to a 10-point lead. Looking to make it 11. Jeremiah Miguel. No, Jarrett Heckendorf going to check in for Schinnebeck. Hoshield from the line. Free throw up and good. 44-33. Eckendorf. It's up to Coop. Coop. It's across half court against Kleinschmidt. These boys play a lot of basketball together in the summer. Teammates.